Tournaments have seen plenty of success early on for the U14A Sioux IceHawks of the Sioux Ringuette Club. The local team captured its second consecutive tournament title over the weekend, winning the annual Greater Sudbury Ringuette Tournament. Following is a full release from the team on the tournament win. Make it back-to-back tournament wins for the U14A Sioux IceHawks based out of the Sioux Ringuette Club. This past weekend, the girls made the short trip to Sudbury for the annual Greater Sudbury Ringuette Tournament for their second tournament of the season. This tournament saw some new opponents, some team struggles, and a big rebound to a strong full team effort to secure the gold medal. Friday's matchup saw the Sioux team face off against the Etobicoke Stingers. The Stingers got off to a quick start, scoring 30 seconds into the game. The Sioux was able to tie it up shortly after, but struggled to get momentum going as they ended up in penalty trouble throughout the first half of the first period. The IceHawks, however, were able to build a 3-1 lead heading into the second. Both teams struggled with staying out of the penalty box in the second period, but the girls from the Sioux grouped together, scoring 6 unanswered goals and getting the 9-1 victory. The afternoon contest saw them take on their biggest rivals so far this season in the Greater Sudbury North Stars. The Sioux girls picked up the win in the Oshawa tournament, and Sudbury was looking for revenge here. In this game, the Sioux got off to the quick start, scoring 1 minute in, and held on to that throughout the period, ending at 1-0. Sudbury, however, didn't let up and scored 3 in the second, taking the 3-1 lead and giving the Sioux their first loss of the season. The girls struggled in the second half of this game and lost the team-first mentality that they excel at. Saturday morning was a new day and new challenges. The first game of the day saw the IceHawks take on the Sunderland Stingers in a matchup of two teams who won both sides of the Oshawa tournament last month. A spot in the finals was also on the line, as Sudbury had already secured wins over the Sioux and Sunderland. The Sioux team came out hot, and Sunderland was no match for the rejuvenated team play. The IceHawks put up 5 goals in the first period and carried the momentum through the second, finishing the game with a 7-3 final. The evening game against the West Ferris 63s was a win and in game for the Sioux. Knowing they controlled their own fate, the Sioux put the pedal to the metal and powered home 8 goals in the first and 3 in the second, securing the 11-1 victory and a rematch against Sudbury in the finals. With the same game plan in place as Game 1, the Sioux girls now just needed to execute it. The focus was on team play and movement of the ring, and they didn't disappoint. After trading goals in the first few minutes of the game, the Sioux took the game to Sudbury, scoring 3 more times, bringing a 4-1 lead into the second. Sudbury was able to get a goal early in the second, cutting the score in half to 4-2, and the teams battled back and forth with both goalies not letting anything by. The IceHawks were finally able to score again with just over 3 minutes left in the game, and added another in the final minute, securing the 6-2 win. The U14A IceHawks weren't the only Sioux team celebrating this weekend either, as the other 4 teams from the Sioux Ringuette Club who made the journey to Sudbury all came back with medals as well. In the Fun 3 division, U10, both Fun 3 teams, Guys and Wright, won their respective sides to take home the gold. The U12A IceHawks also left the tournament with a gold medal, and the U14B IceHawks just came up short in the finals but secured a silver.